Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. You can send in your questions at tsm@davidnagel.com, or you can send a voicemail into speakpipe.com/David Nagel. All right. Today I want to talk a little bit about getting emotional about our business. I really have this interesting viewpoint because I get to work with so many people, and I have for such a long time, on their businesses. And of course, and in being in business myself, I've watched myself do this on occasion. And that is that we have to be really careful about getting emotional about our business. And I want to just kind of separate this so that everybody understands this. And I really hope that all the business folks out there find this podcast specifically a little bit beneficial when it comes to kind of self-regulating as you go through, as you go through your business. You know, we've got a lot of things in our life that happen. You know, life happens, right? I mean, there's births, there's deaths, people get sick, people get jobs, they lose jobs, people come home, they leave home, you know, spouses argue, there's other people that we may walk around and get triggered by, there's really great times that we have in our life, and I think that we have an emotional response. Like there's this natural emotional response that we have to all these various things that we have going on in our life and all these experiences that we come into contact with as we go through our life. And it's fascinating to me that very often how we respond emotionally to any given thing really starts to determine the story that we create around whatever it is that happened. So I remember, and people have heard me talk about this before, when I had the embezzlement in my business, 4 years into my business, I got emotional about that the first week or so that happened. And I noticed that I was starting to create a story around what happened, and it was a victim story. And I had to really catch myself and stop myself from creating a victim story and accept responsibility for what was going on. When I did that, it then changed my viewpoint. It gave me clarity. I understood the mistake that I had made that put me in the situation that caused me to be victimized by someone else. So I accept responsibility. It was my fault that I put myself in that situation. And it allowed me to learn a great lesson, a really fantastic lesson in business. However, what I see happening to a lot of people that's very, very dangerous is that we have a lot of baby business people, right? People that have not run businesses before. They may have had jobs. They want to be an entrepreneur. They want to put their foot in the water. They want to test it out and give it a try, see if it's something that they can do. We, you know, it's easier now probably than any time in history to be an entrepreneur, to start your own business, to be a solopreneur. It's actually pretty cool. You know, I think that it's a pretty neat thing. And it requires a real up level in emotional maturity in order for us to do that. So we have to be really cognizant of where we are emotionally, where we are in our own maturity when we're doing this. Because when we start a business, let's face it, we are in many cases putting everything on the line in order for that to happen. So that, what does that mean? Well, if I go back and I think about when I started, I had 4 kids that were not grown yet. I was married. I had a mortgage payment. I had a car payment or two, pets. I had, you know, the whole nine yards, like, you know, everything that goes along with raising a family, all of those bills, you know, saving for college, you know, everything that goes along with it, period. And I'm going to walk away from what my sustained, safety of earning income at the job that I had, the career that I had been building for myself for 7 years at that point, and actually start something totally new. And it had to work. It had to work coming right out of the gate. So I had to make money right away. I did not have a lot of money saved up to be able to do this. I did not have funding. There were an enormous amount of things that I didn't even know about business. So it was kind of like, you know, building it, building everything, learning everything as you go type thing. So, and I knew that. I was very aware that that's the situation that I was in. I had a real heart-to-heart talk with myself. I evaluated, like, the potential downside to this and what would I do if it failed or I failed or I found out that I could not get myself to do what I needed to do. I took all of that stuff into consideration. So, I didn't just get emotionally excited by the idea that I could go out there and actually do this, what I do now from a business perspective, and actually make money. It was an exciting idea to think that I didn't have to work for anybody else again, although that's actually a very incorrect statement, but it wasn't then. It was like, well, I don't really have to. I can chart my own course. Let's put it that way. I can create my own vision. I can chart my own course. I can go whatever direction that I want to go. But you always end up working for somebody else because now I have people that work with me, and I'm working just as much for them as I am for myself. We're a team. People have made the same kind of commitment to work with me and follow that direction as part of their life's path as I have. So there's, you know, there's the emotionality and the story that goes along with all of that also. So that's like really big. And as you go, the bigger it gets. If you keep growing your vision and you keep putting yourself out there and you keep learning, it expands. I mean, that's just what it does. But the danger thing, the danger principle, so to speak, that I see happening with a lot of people is that with all of the things that happen on a daily basis in business, they get emotionally triggered by whatever, like anything, and they start shutting down. They want to run away. They are hurt by it. They take things personally. And what it causes them to do is something very interesting. They don't do the things that they need to do that will allow them to change the circumstances, which will also help them change the emotional state, but get them out of whatever situation is actually triggering them while they're actually going through whatever it is that they're going through. Because there's absolutely no question about it. There's going to be challenges with a business. I mean, it challenges every single day. There's going to be problems every single day. There's going to be things that happen that you did not expect to happen. They're going to pop up out of nowhere, and you're going to have to figure out how to deal with those things. But if you get emotional about it, then you put yourself in a real dangerous position, because now what you're looking at is possibly failing because you're so wrapped up in the story of whatever triggered you emotionally that you are not doing the work that's necessary to get done in order for you to keep moving forward. So one of the things that I want to mention here is that I think we need to come from the understanding that no matter what you do, you have to realize that there are going to be problems, period. And there's going to be things that you have to deal with in business that are very difficult to deal with. Problems that you may not be able to solve on your own, that you have to reach out for help for, that you need to make sure you're hiring people that know how to do things that you don't know how to do. And And I think that if you're aware of that going into the idea of growing your company, then you kind of make an agreement with yourself ahead of time that when these things show up, what I really need to do is I need to step back and I need to look at what's actually happening from a cause and effect perspective. Because if I was to really dig into universal laws today, which I'm not going to do, I've done that on a lot of other podcasts, but I will take the one law of cause and effect and speak to that just for a minute here, that everything that you experience, whether you like it or you don't like it, whether it's a celebration in your business or whether it is a major issue, you're experiencing an effect. You're experiencing a symptom of something. So that means if you have your monthly nut, how much you need to make every single month in the business, and here you are coming towards the end of a month and you don't have as much as you were counting on, that is a symptom that something else is going wrong. So now we have one of two ways that we can really deal with this, right? And you could take any problem and work this out the same way, because it'll work for anything that you do. And I'm just telling you something that I do, that we do here at my company, and that we teach other people to do, so that they don't get stuck in huge amounts of downtime, which then create more problems. Because it's kind of like once a problem starts, if you don't jump on that sucker quick, and really figure out what it is that you need to do, it has a way of spiraling and start to create more problems. So we look at it from a cause and effect perspective. And even if somebody does get emotional about something, it's kind of like, okay, get emotional about it, say your piece, get it off your chest, vent, do what you got to do. Now let's look at, from a cause and effect perspective, what needs to happen. There's no running and hiding. Okay. You cannot do that. You cannot run and hide. You cannot just, you know, stick your face in the sand and hope that it's going to go away. You have to step up to it. Now, one of the reasons that you need to do this is because every single time there's a problem or a challenge that comes your way, how you handle that problem or challenge is really going to be, it's going to affect your subconscious mind. In other words, you're going to be programming your subconscious mind on what to do automatically when a problem actually shows up. So, for instance, if I have a problem, it's a negative problem, I don't like it, it shows up in my business. If I handle it from a cause and effect perspective, if I go, okay, fuck, that sucks. What do we do with this now? Okay, how did this happen? Oh, shit, really? That's what caused this? Okay, so now we have to fix this. This is probably going to take time. It's probably going to take money. It's probably going to take extra effort on the parts of certain people. Maybe you're definitely yourself. And you go out and you start working to correct the problem. So you're changing the solution, you're changing the situation that you're in, and you're working for a different solution. So when you do that, you literally program your mind that when a problem comes, it's based on cause and effect. My job is to find out what caused it and then to change that cause so that I get a new effect, or the effect that I'm looking for. However, if I don't come from that perspective, if I get really emotionally involved in it, especially if I'm doing it on a repetitive basis, which in business is not difficult, right? Because things happen every single day. Business is about problem solving. If I don't do that and I get emotionally involved in it, I'm literally programming my subconscious mind to respond emotionally every time something goes wrong. So now I'm really lowering my emotional maturity every single time I do this. I'm reinforcing that I'm going to get into some kind of drama and create some kind of story about why everything is going wrong. Why does this keep happening to me? I have literally seen people talk themselves out of business when other people in the same industry are flourishing, And all that happened to them was they get stuck in a story. Here's a really good representation of that. I've worked with a lot of salespeople over the years and a lot of companies with their sales teams. And it's this is one of the most fascinating parts in business that can be where you can directly see the result of this very quickly. And it's a really good example because other areas of your business can be affected the exactly the same way as what I'm going to describe to you, but you don't necessarily see the results of it really quick. In sales, it's almost immediate. So a salesperson, you could have a salesperson who's a rock star salesperson. You yourself might be a rock star salesperson. So salespeople have really good habits. They are disciplined. They have a good amount of self-trust, meaning that if they say they're going to do something, they can follow through and get it done. They are motivated by money. They like to make sales. They like to be in control of their income. And they also like the challenge of finding the people that they're going to sell to. And it is a challenge. There's no question about it. Like, there's no company out there where people are just beating down the door for no reason. Something or someone had to sell the customer or the potential customer on the idea of whatever it is that you're selling. So you've got the salesperson, and the reason that I'm mentioning these things is that they have a high emotional quotient. Like, they're good at managing their own emotions, but something goes wrong in their life. It could be something very small, completely unrelated to what they do, and they respond to it or react to it from an emotional perspective. If that little bit of emotion or that little bit of story starts to get into their subconscious mind and affect their energy, thus even just the slightest, you can literally see a huge drop off in their sales, or their sales literally coming to a stop. And because it's unnoticeable, like the person really doesn't notice what caused the problem, they start looking for an external problem. Like, damn, like, I was making sales great last month and I can't seem to sell anything this month. So they start looking. What's the problem? Well, nobody's answering the phone, and people aren't keeping their appointments, and I'm not finding enough leads, and everybody I talk to doesn't have money. Like, it goes on and on and on, all of the different excuses or reasons that they actually see start showing up for them. And they look at that as like, this is the cause of me not making the money that I want to make. So I'll tell you a really interesting story. When I first started in business, the first few seminars I actually did were pretty good as far as attendance-wise. Now, I had a salesperson and a person that had a little bit of marketing experience working with me in the beginning, and they were helping me fill rooms with people. And then all of a sudden, like within a few months, it stopped. And there was hardly any sales at all. And these two people came up to me and they said the problem was the marketing materials that we had at the time. Now, this is back before marketing on the internet was really heavy. So it was like brochures and, you know, different things like that that we were using. And because I had seen this before, I instantly knew that it had nothing to do with that. But they were completely convinced because they did not understand what shut this off for them. Now, it was in the case of the story that I'm telling you, it was so serious that I ended up having to let those two people go. However, the fascinating thing about it is that very often, if a person can identify what it is that they got emotional about, they can change it just as fast and turn around and be productive really, really quickly. So one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about this situation on the podcast was that I see a lot of people. I have many people that come to me, and they tell me about how they were doing really great, and all of a sudden things are not working. And I'm always looking for, okay, well, what did you stop doing? Like, what changed? We need to look at it from a cause and effect perspective. But before we can even do that, we have to get them out of being so emotional, and we need to get them to stop telling the story to themselves that they're telling themselves about why they're in the situation that they're in. Another thing that comes up that is very dangerous that you have to be really aware of is that most of us have experienced a considerable amount of shame and guilt in our life as we were being raised as children. It's really in every culture around the world that people shame and guilt people in order to get them to do what they want them to do. So then it becomes a self-regulating proposition because it's already in us. So if we make a mistake, very often what will happen once we start being emotional about it and telling this story is that we will start to feel shame around the issue. So now you have, here's the problem. I recognize that I'm having this problem. I may not be able to pay my bills, or I'm not making enough money, or I'm not doing what I said I wanted to do, and now I've got shame around this, and I don't want to deal with the shame. It's making me feel horrible, and I'm just sitting in a chair every day staring at my computer or getting distracted by other things and not actually moving the needle forward in my business. I think there's a few things that are important to understand about this. One is that your business does not have time for an emotional breakdown. Like, if you have an emotional breakdown in your business, you literally stop being productive in that business for the period of time that you're down. And so what ends up happening is you're creating a momentum that's actually working against you and not working for you. Not a good thing. That is absolutely not a good thing, because now it's not just about getting restarted again, but it's about getting that ball rolling in the right direction again, so that you're building the momentum that makes running a business a little bit easier, right? Because if you keep putting out good things and you keep the really good practices of your business consistently moving forward and consistently happening, that gains momentum. And it does actually become easier. But if we stop, if we take our foot off the gas because we get emotionally involved in a story, it has the potential to bring everything down, or everything to at least to a screeching halt really, really fast. And then we're constantly going back and forth with restarting it again, getting everything moving again, playing catch up. You know, the bills are a very interesting scenario in business and in life. They don't stop because you decided to take a day off. They don't stop because you got your feelings hurt. They don't stop because you're having a shame crisis. You know, it keeps going up. So we have to be able to stay ahead of it. And I really think that this is a conversation that you have with yourself, but it's a really serious an honest conversation that you have with yourself, where you sit down and you say, look, this is what I want to do. I'm really blessed. I'm really grateful. It's amazing that I actually have the opportunity in life to be able to start my own business, to move my own vision forward in my life, to create my life the way that I want it. And I have to emotionally mature to the place that keeps that moving forward. Because if I don't, then it's kind of like you create a monster. It really gets out of hand at times. And it's not, I don't think that it's really good for our own psychological health to be swinging from one side to another. Like, so that means we have a big win, but then we also have a big crash, but then we get it going again and we have a big win, and then we have a big crash. When you create a vision for yourself with a business, it's about looking way down the road and saying, here's what I want to create for myself, and what is it going to take to actually create that? And then being in the cause of that on a daily basis and consistently moving that ball down the field, so to speak. The other thing is that you're also working with other people, right? So if you're in business, even if you're a solopreneur, you still have to work with other people. You have clients, you have vendors, you have people that do things for you. You're dealing with human emotion everywhere you go. And the truth is that everywhere you go, you can find somebody that's had a bad day or a bad week, or they're having some kind of crisis in their life. You've got to be really careful not to let that sink into your own psyche. And I mean really careful. Like, it's okay to have empathy. It's okay to have sympathy. It's okay to support someone else. But you cannot let that story, their story, become part of your story. You've got to really stay in your own story of what it is that you're doing. And if you find yourself getting emotional about things in your business, ask yourself why. Because it's, number one, not only is it not productive, but I think that there's probably a deeper reason of what's going on. There could be a fear. I always find this, and I think that there's a lot of truth to this if you just examine your own life a little bit. When we're getting over-emotional about problems, it's almost like We're setting up the reason for it to be okay to fail. Like, we're preparing an excuse ahead of time so that when the shit hits the fan, when everything falls apart, we can then say, oh, it was because of this, and it was because of that, and it was because of this, and I just couldn't do it, and it was out of my control, and whatever, so that we don't have to really face what's actually going on. Because what we're doing is we're holding the responsibility of moving that business in our presence every single day when we show up to work, when we're doing the things that we're doing, so that we literally are continuing to grow in the direction that we want to go. So that's really what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. Like I said, I see a lot of it going on out there, and I also see a lot of blaming going on out there, which, you know, I mean, people make mistakes, but today there's something different happening where people make mistakes, and it's like everybody that is really not doing anything in their life jumps on the person that's making it a mistake, and it becomes an all-out attack on that person. And that's not a good thing either. So I would encourage you not to be part of that either. Don't be part of somebody else's witch hunt. I would stay the hell away from that. Stay in your own lane. Make sure that you are being creative with what it is that you're doing, consistently looking at how to help people. And I think, you know, for a while, depending on where you are with this, as you listen to this and some of this resonates with you, have a solid conversation with yourself. Sit down and really talk to yourself about what you're doing. Are you happy with your behavior? Are you happy with the way that you're responding or reacting to things? And if you're not, what can you start doing to make it a little less emotional and a little bit more logical and less drama, and start telling good stories about the direction that you want to go, and don't tell bad stories about what you don't want to happen in your life. All right, so that's it for today's Successful Mind podcast. Again, if you want to send in a question, we're getting some really good questions that we're getting ready to do some podcasts and answer on. It's tsm@davidnagel.com. You can send us an email there, or you can go to speakpipe.com/DavidNagel and leave us a voicemail. Peace, love, and happiness to everyone. Later. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.